Hey, 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 you guys. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast. I'm excited to have you here. And today is, it's really been on my heart to do because I've had a lot of people around me that I network with having the enemy attack them through social media. And it's even happened to myself. And I mean, I wear the armor of God very, very heavily, and I have myself protected, and I feel that confidence in standing my ground. But unfortunately, not every Christian entrepreneur out there has that confidence yet and knows that they have the ability to stand up to the enemy and straight up tell him, no, like, you are not welcome here. Like, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get away. You're not welcome. Leave. I am here for good things. You are not. Like, bye. Not everyone has that ability. So I really wanted to be that voice to help you through that spiritual warfare. And I wrote up a prayer for this, and I prayed for almost an hour before this episode because I knew this was going to be a really hard episode to record, mainly because I know how hard this is for you. I mean, it was hard for me when I started having it happen in my business, but I will tell you right now that if you're being attacked, if you're getting that spiritual warfare online as a Christian entrepreneur, it just means that you're making a difference. It means that you're getting seen. It means that you're making the enemy really pissed off. And I will say that that is a really good thing. That's a really good thing because that means that you're scaring the enemy. You're scaring him because you're following your purpose. You're reaching levels that he does not want you to reach. So, anyways, I prayed before this episode because, like I said, it's going to be a very heavy episode. We're going to talk about a few different things about spiritual warfare, and it's going to be heavy. So just mentally prepare yourself for that because I know that, like, as I talk about it, I can feel the tension in my body. Like, oh, this is so hard to talk about because it's tough, right? And like I said, the enemy does not want me to record this episode. And I'm sure something, might happen during this episode. Who knows? Like, I fully prepared myself. I got my phone charged up. I have everything open in front of me, all my notes. I have everything highlighted, and like I made sure and I prayed heavily going like, Lord, make this episode happen. It needs to get out there. It needs to be heard. Let's make it happen, okay? So, anyways, all right, my friends, let's get ready. Let's bow our heads, let's pray, and let's just get this episode started. So, dear Heavenly Father, as I begin this heavy episode, I come before you seeking your guidance and protection as we discuss the topic of spiritual warfare the Christian entrepreneurs face in today's world. We acknowledge that the enemy seeks to disrupt and hinder those who are devoted to serving you through their business and endeavors. Today, we lift our voices to you, seeking your wisdom, your strength to navigate the challenges that lie ahead. Lord, we recognize that the enemy is cunning and relentless in his efforts to distract, discourage, and deceive us. We ask for your discernment to recognize his tactics and the courage to stand firm against his attacks. Fill us with the armor of faith, truth, righteousness, and peace so that we may be well prepared for the spiritual battles that we continue to encounter daily. As we discuss the ways that the devil seeks to harm us, may your Holy Spirit be our guide and illuminate the path to our understanding. Grant us the ability to see through the spiritual veil and recognize that the real enemy behind these challenges. In the face of adversity, may we not be swayed by fear or doubt, but rather anchored in the knowledge that you are with us. You have promised to never leave us nor forsake us, and we trust in you, Father. Finally, Lord, may you lift up all entrepreneurs, Christian or otherwise, who are facing spiritual warfare in their endeavors. May they find solace in your presence and the strength to overcome any obstacle that stands within their way. In the name of Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer, we pray. Amen. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, we did that. Oh, did you feel that? Did you feel that? Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. I'm just gonna take a sip of my coffee here and then we are going to get started. Oh, I need a breather after that. Like that was deep. I don't normally record episodes that are this deep. Like this is totally new for me. Normally they're like happy and uplifting and you get like that woo-hoo energy from me. And today it's like, okay, we got this. Like we can do it. Okay, I'm gonna grab my coffee here. I also apologize if there's like a background noise. There's people doing roofing next door to me, so I'm hoping that I can have the audio like edited to not have that in the background, or it's just not there. We'll find out. But again, like I said, nothing is getting me down. We are doing this episode. So, all right, so I have a few things that I wanted to share with you today about spiritual warfare. So there's four main ways that the enemy attacks online entrepreneurs. And that can be like number one is, and I mean, not number one, like there's four things I want to talk about, you guys, but it's not like, okay, number one is like the top one. Like I don't have that by top because everyone's different in their journey. And, you know, number three might be the top for someone, number four might be the top for someone, you know, like, anyways, we're getting off track here. But I have four different ones that I wrote down that I wanted to discuss. So that is delay and distraction. Discouragement, disapproval. That's a really big one for a lot of Christian entrepreneurs. We're all getting that disapproval from people online, getting like maliciously attacked online, and like all your prayer warriors are hopefully out there like attacking back for you. But anyways, disapproval. And the last one I have is doubt, which is another big one. So we're going to talk about those today, and I have like a few scriptures. So I will just bring them up right now because I know some of you like to look up the scripture before you actually listen to the episode to kind of get a little bit more of a deeper experience with this podcast. So I will just quickly reference those for you right now, and then they're done. They're out of the way. Not out of the way, but you have them for the episode. So you can kind of do with them as you please. All right, so one of them I have is Psalms 55:22, which is cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. I have that one for you. And then I have John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Oh, I love that one. And I have Philippians 4:19. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Oh, that's good. And the last one I have for you is Psalms 34:19, which is the righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to rescue each time. Okay, so that's what I have for you for scripture today. I will add them in the show notes as well, or I guess in the description, because really I don't have show notes out for this podcast yet. It's a work in progress, you guys. We're doing this messy. We began this podcast messy from the start, and look where we are today. Like so far, a top 10% podcast. That's like insane. I love it. So thank you again for all of you listeners. I love you. I'm grateful for you. But anyways, back to topic. So spiritual warfare, again, delay and distraction. In like the best way. I just want to like praise you and be grateful for you. But we are going to talk about delay and distraction. So there's a lot of things that can distract you from your primary focus, and you know exactly what's distracting you. I mean, right then, just now, I was distracted from this podcast by like being grateful for my listeners, and like it's a different kind of distraction, right? But it's still a distraction from talking about spiritual warfare. So therefore, it's a distraction, right? But you need to be clear on your mission, your objectives, what you're doing, you know, where you want to go, how you're going to get there. Does what you're doing now, does it coincide with what your vision is, what your mission is, who you are, what your values are? Like, make sure that everything that is going on around you know that it's either, I'm losing my train of thought. I'm losing my train of thought, you guys. Like I said, this is going to be a hard episode. I'm going to get so distracted on this. I know, and I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try, you guys. This is different for me. It's hard. It's very hard. I'll be honest. Like sometimes you don't want to do the things that you feel called to do from the Lord, and there's gonna be things that's pulling you away from them constantly. That distraction, that delay in that distraction. But the reality is just because something may look good, it doesn't mean that it's something that you need to be focusing, that you need to be pursuing. Because sometimes what happens is the enemy puts things in front of you that looks really, really good, and you're like, oh, I should, shiny object syndrome, right? Shiny object syndrome. That's exactly what it is. And but it takes away from the clarity and the focus and what your true mission is and where God has planned for you to go next. So make sure that, as you're beginning your workday, beginning your week, beginning your month, beginning your quarter, whatever it is, that you are regrounding yourself and like being present with the Lord, and you're asking him, like, okay, what is my focus today? Where do you want me to begin today? What do I need to pursue today? Do I need to shift? Do I need to transition? Do I need to pivot? Like, what is it that you want me to be doing? And constantly be, rather than distracted from the things that he wants you to be doing, you're owning in on where you are in your journey and where it is he wants you to be going next. So I hope that made sense. I feel like I kind of went on a bit of a tangent there, a little off topic, but I prayed for this episode. It's happening, and we are going to get this done with whatever comes out of my mouth. All right, so the other one is discouragement. I would love to tell you guys that we're not gonna have failure on our journey, but failure is part of the journey. And there's actually an episode that I recorded talking about failure, and I'm not sure which one it is off the top of my head, but I will or put in some episodes that you can flip back through and you can listen to if that's something that you want to dive deeper into, is failure as an entrepreneur and what it really truly means to be, successful in failure. But being an entrepreneur, the reality is you're going to fail. You're going to make mistakes. Failure is a prerequisite for success. Failure is a it's going to teach you. It's going to mold you. It's going to shape you into who God created you to be and get you into that next version of yourself, get you into that next season in your life. But in order to get there's going to be mistakes. There's going to be failures. That you can't avoid this part of being an entrepreneur. It's a beautiful part of being an entrepreneur. And I'll be honest with you guys, it took me a long time to have this realization and be able to actually appreciate failure, because I used to fail and then I'd have that doubt kick in, which is the next one we're going to talk about. I would have that doubt kick in and doubt that, I am pursuing where what God wants me to pursue. I would doubt if I'm meant to do this. I would doubt my God-given ability. I would doubt my God-given abilities, you guys. My God-given abilities. Like, what? What? I would doubt what God gifted me with, because I wasn't seeing success right away. I wasn't seeing those microwave results. And we live in a world where people want microwave results. We want them instantly, like this. I'm snapping my fingers if you can't tell. But we want those results right away. But unfortunately, they're not going to come right away. And if they come right away, they're not going to be to the best ability. Like, you think about it as a meal. Microwave is great. Microwave meals are okay. But a crock pot meal? Oh, get in my belly. Get in my belly. I love a good crock pot meal. Like, to set it in the morning and then walk away for the day and then come home to just that amazing smell in your house. Oh, so amazing. Same thing with your business. We want those crock pot results. We want to be able to step away. We want to be able to plant that seed and have God bless it and be able to cultivate it down the road. We want to be able to harvest it down the road. But when we harvest it right away, it's not where God wants it to be. It hasn't fully finished ripening. We have to give it that time. We have to understand that, it might not be in this season that it's going to happen. It might be next season. But failure is that motivating factor. And it's going to help you with stepping into that next season, that stepping stone to success. It's going to help you get there. It's going to help you. So make sure you put on your full armor of God so you can withstand those attacks. And one of the big attacks is the enemy likes to bring heaviness. He loves to bring discouragement. He loves to bring doubt. He loves to bring anger, frustration, like all of the icky, nasty, gross things. But when we have the armor of God, we stand strong and it's harder for the enemy to attack us. I mean, I say the battle's won in the mind, and it's true. If our mind is strong, it's hard for the enemy to attack us. It's hard for the enemy to expose, those traps, the defeat in your business, the and I mean, what you focus on, you've probably heard this before a million times, but it's true. What you focus on is going to expand. So if you're focusing on that doubt, if you're focusing on what's not working, if you're focusing on the negativity around you and the things people are saying, if you focus on that one social media comment, that, nasty DM you got, that poor testimonial. I mean, I have all 5-star reviews for this podcast. If I had one, just one as an example, one star, 2-star, 3-star, even a 4-star. If I focused on that one review as opposed to the many other 5-star reviews I had, again, thank you. Where, like, what impact do you think that's going to have on my business? What impact do you think that's going to have on, how I show up for this podcast? That doubt might kick in if I focus on it and go, do I really want to keep doing this? Like, it's hard, it's tough, it takes a lot of time, that maybe this is a sign that I need to pivot. And the enemy loves to give us those little nudges and those little pokes, where we can think that it's God speaking to us, but it's actually the enemy disguising something as something good. So that's what I meant by sometimes the enemy, has something that looks good in front of you and you want to pursue it because it looks good and it kind of gives you that little nudge, but it's not always where God wants you. It's not always the best, your best yes, as I say, your best yes. I love that book, The Best Yes. So yeah, that is what I got for you for that. Oh, I need more coffee here. Coffee. I have like one sip left of my coffee. Man, I need more coffee. All right, so I want you to also remember that people are going to disprove of you. You are doing something that, like, you are breaking, what is it? Generational curses, is that what they say? Is that what people say nowadays? But you are breaking like the mold within your family. More than likely, you might be the first entrepreneur in your family. Like, I know with my husband, like, it took him a while to actually see that I run a business. And I mean, I love him to pieces. I got nothing. I'm not like saying this to be negative about him at all. I just want to put that out there in that little disclaimer. Like, I love him to pieces. He's amazing and he's my biggest cheerleader other than the Lord. But it took him a long time to see, like, oh, hey, my hus or my husband, my wife is an entrepreneur. My wife runs a business. Because up until I could put the numbers in front of him, I could put like my business plan, my vision, my mission, like actual business statements in front of him, and like do our taxes and all that. To his reality is I should get a 9-to-5 job. And like that's his mold. That's what he's used to. So you're not going to fit into everyone's box. Like, what you're doing might not check off, the right thing to do in someone else's box. And that's okay. Some people may not approve of where God wants you to go in that God-given purpose that He has for you. They might not approve of it. And that is okay. That is okay. Pleasing God sometimes means that you're going to disappoint people. And that is okay. It's okay to disappoint people. And I want to say that again. It is okay to disappoint people. Just let that sink in. Just let that sink in. There's going to be people in your world that you love dearly that are not going to understand what you're doing because it's not the norm to them, and that is okay. There's going to be people out there that are not believers who are going to attack you, and that is okay. Just bless and release them. Pray for them and bless them and release them. And I mean, if you're interested, feel free to message me at She Blooms Faithfully on Instagram. I have tons of stories and tons of posts I can actually share with you where I had this happen to me and I just blessed and released them. I was open to a conversation with them. I did not show up with any hate. It was complete love. It was very professional. And I've had this happen to me multiple times, but I'm always just showing up with love because that is, as Christians, that's really important, just to always show up with love. But anyways, disapproval. People may disapprove of what you're doing, but you were not created to fit into someone else's box. You were created with your purpose, and that is all that matters. That is all that matters, okay? So don't let someone else's opinion of you and what you're doing impact where you're going to go and how you're going to do it. That is between you and the Lord. Not between them, not between your mom, not between your daughter, your sister, your friends, your husband. It's between you and the Lord. So be okay with disappointing people and just know that it's going to happen whether you want it to or not. Same with failure. Disapproval is going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. So be okay with it and know that it's just part of the journey. All right, so doubt. We're already 20 minutes in here, you guys, so we'll try to wrap this up. But doubt. Oh, we hate it, we hate it, we hate it, we hate it. That is not something I love. That's not something I can learn to love. Like, I'm always gonna hate doubt because it's nasty. It's so powerful. It is probably one of like the strongest emotions negatively as an entrepreneur is when you start doubting yourself and your God-given abilities. You start I feel like I've talked about doubt already, but hey, I guess someone really needs to hear about doubt. But the Bible, it talks about how God is always going to provide for you. He's always there to pick you up. He's there to love you. If you're in, if you're having troubles, pray to him, ask for wisdom, ask for guidance, and he's going to be there to help you. He's never going to put you in situations that you cannot handle. And the enemy loves to feed off of your doubt. And when you're feeling down, the enemy is going to use that to his ability and he's going to start telling you more lies. And much like the entrepreneur roller coaster of going up and down, we're gonna switch this, we're gonna like flip this here and we're gonna have this visual. I want you to visualize in the snow, you start a snowball at the top of the hill, okay? You start a snowball. And we all know as we roll that snowball in more snow, what happens? It gets bigger, it gets bigger, it gets bigger. And it just keeps growing. It just keeps growing, obviously, until you can't push it anymore. But at that point, it just gets too heavy and it's too much to handle, and you're burnt out, you're exhausted, you can't do anymore, yada, yada, yada. That's not the point. But the point is that the enemy is going to feed you lies, and if you listen, you're going to start feeling that doubt, and you're going to doubt your abilities, you're going to doubt your purpose, you're going to doubt, how far you have come. This is why I love to have, like, I have little prayer cards, and I always have my prayers on flashcards on, like, if you have not seen the movie Warfare, I'm gonna give a shout out to Lauren. If you're listening, Lauren, thank you for that. What is the word I'm looking for? Thank you for that, like, inspiration. Sure, we'll say inspiration. Inspiration to watch that movie because it changed my life, you guys. Like, I now have a wall of flashcards of prayers, and I write them down on my flashcards. I put them on my wall in my closet. I call it my war room because that's what they call it in the movie. And I write my prayers down. And once I have them written down, like I go and I revisit there. Like that's where I go to pray. That's where I go to be with God and do my scripture and all that stuff. But when my prayers get answered, I have this cute little stationery again. Stationery attic, guilty. This really adorable little stamp, and it says nothing but done. It's done with a check mark, and I get so much just when I get to look at those prayers on my wall and stamp it as done because God answered that prayer. And when I go into that room and I get to see all of those prayers answered, that doubt that I may have had in that moment just is gone. It's gone. It is so powerful just to see all the prayers answered and know that, everything's going to work out all the time, but it's not going to work out in a way that you may have visualized it to work out. I mean, like a lot of stuff I've done in my business, I'm like, well, that was not how I planned it at all, but hey, I am very grateful it did not work out that way because look at me now. Like, I don't need to give you any examples of that because I know you, as I'm saying that, you're like, oh yeah, I remember that time I did that and I prayed for that. And oh man, I'm so glad it didn't work out. Like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But sometimes having that, faith to move, having that faith is going to help you move through that deception from the enemy. And seeing those answered prayers has given me that strong, firm ground for me to stand on and go, you know what? If God can answer all of those prayers that I had, and some of them, let me tell you, they were ridiculous. They were ridiculous. Like some of them were even me yelling at the at God. Like some of them were like me full on, like F you at this. Like wow, like I was mad during some of those prayers, but He still answered them. And I'm not saying that like God's a genie. I'm not saying that by any means. Like obviously, God's going to fulfill your prayers the way that's going to align with His vision for your life. And just because, we write something down and we give it to God doesn't mean it's going to always work out that way. So, anyways, off topic here. And oh my gosh, we're almost at 30 minutes. Oh, this is the longest episode ever. I'm sorry. But like I said, we're going to get through this. It's going to happen. But I'm just going to finish up here. And I just wanted to say, like, again, thank you for listening to this long episode because I hate long episodes. So, hopefully, this is the only long one. But you need to remember to choose God's word and reject what the enemy is trying to tell you about your circumstances. Give, like, push fear aside and literally, like, smack it in the face. Like, give it, like, a full-on punch to the face with fear. Like, not fear, with faith. Like, I, like, hey, we have four knuckles. FAIT. Oh, no. No, that wouldn't work. I was gonna say, hey, we can like write faith on our knuckles and like give you that visual of like boom in the face with your, pushing fear with faith. Like, okay, yeah, anyways, weird, weird, weird. Mom needs more coffee. But yeah, like put faith over fear. I want you to like have this massive boulder that's like your faith and just drop it and crush it on that fear. Like, smash it, break it, crush it, get it out of your life. Don't give life to the enemy's deception. Do not give the enemy more reasons to continue to attack you. Like, you want the enemy to know, like, hey, you know what? Like, I want you to read the story of Job. Read that story, you guys. That's a really powerful story on like the enemy going like, "Hey, I want to attack some of your followers." And he's like, "Go check out Job. Like he believes in me. He's like my strongest disciple." Or so, yeah, we're so done with this episode. But like go read that story 'cause that's a really powerful like story to tell you about how having that faith and knowing like things are not going to work out 100%. Things are not going to work out in the way that you envision them, that you wanted them to work. But no matter what, God has your back. God loves you. He's our Father. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And He wants to see you succeed. And He has so many beautiful things planned out for your life. And if we just trust in Him, And we continue to push through these attacks and these spiritual warfare that is along on our journey. If we push through it and we keep going, your life and your business is just going to be so freaking beautiful, you guys. So beautiful. And when you can start focusing on the amazing things that are happening in your life as opposed to the things that may not be happening in your life, or the things that have happened that may not have been so great, it's incredible what can happen. Anyways, this episode was like so much longer than I wanted it to be, but I wanted to have it happen, and oh, I'm glad it's done, but at the same time, I'm like, there's so much more I can talk about, but it's like, no, they gotta go. Like, they got stuff to do, Courtney. Anyways, I love you guys so much. Thank you again for all the reviews. I just got like a whole bunch more reviews on the podcast. So thank you so much for all my reviewers. I'm so grateful for you and you help this podcast grow. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm gonna go get some more coffee and I'm gonna go pray some more and enjoy the rest of my day. So I love you guys. God bless you, and I will see you around for our next episode. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me! This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.